produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Show is hot out here. No. I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is the Awesomely Amazing hostess, Jazara, and I just want to remind you, in case no one has told you today, you are awesomely amazing. And this evening, we have an awesomely amazing guest, Quintus McDonald. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Jazara. Thank you so very much. Tell you what, it's been a blessing to have met you via social media, and we continue to grow the relationship. It's pretty awesome.
It is. Thank you. And I just want to thank you for being a part of the Crazy Faith Anthology as an author. And I don't know if you realize this, but it just came to my mind today as I was preparing for the interview. We're at the 2-year anniversary of the Crazy Faith Anthology.
Outstanding.
2 years already.
That is outstanding, and time has flown by. That was an awesome project. I'm so grateful that you invited me to be a part of it. And we got I got a lot of good feedback personally from it, as well as from the project overall perspective, lots and lots of great feedback. So good job on you just
Thank
continuing
you.
To be awesomely amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being a part of it. Quintus, so before we get started with talking about your submission to that appears in Crazy Faith, introduce yourself to our audience. Tell them a little something about you. And what I like to do is not the same traditional type of questions. So maybe something that people who may have known you their entire lives might find interesting, a fact
okay.
or two.
Wow. Well, Quintus McDonald is a person who loves the Lord, who's sold out for the kingdom of heaven here on earth. An interesting fact that some people who know me, I mean, I to be honest, Jazara, I try to live my life as transparent as possible. So it'd be difficult for me to give anything that someone who has known me or followed me even recently. Here's a nugget that not many people know. I'm currently writing my biography, or is it autobiography? Which one is it when you do it yourself? Is that
autobiography? Yes.
Okay. So I'm currently writing my autobiography with the director of communications of the School of Communications at Penn State. We are putting pen to pad. I started several times, and it just was not the time. You know, I've been pregnant with this baby for a long time, and I asked the father a year or so ago if I could wait about 2 years ago, actually. Like right after we did the Crazy Faith anthology, I was like, okay, when you brought that to my attention, I'm thinking, you know, I had already been doing some recordings and working with an author, and when you approached me with the anthology, I'm thinking, okay, so this is a little confirmation. And then my writer at the time had recently got married, and then he got pregnant. So his time,
okay.
He didn't have any time, you know. So we had to stop there, and just, you know, life, time after time, life showed up, and then I was put into my spirit to start again right around the anthology time. And I just asked for a reprieve because I really wanted to complete something before writing that. And God allowed me to go ahead and finish college. So upon graduating in May, this gentleman approached me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. So upon graduating, the gentleman approached me and asked for an interview, and I was struck by his spirit. And we did the interview. They brought the cameras out and did all of the different things that they do for guys who are 100 years old and graduating. Graduating.
Get out of here.
So I asked him the question, and he was very, very pleased and excited, and he said yes. So we have begun walking down this road to write my autobiography, a portion of it. Really, it's what God has allowed me to do as well, is to break it down into volumes. So volume one will, we've got a goal set for some point around the first quarter of 2020. So we've got to hustle.
Awesome. Awesome, yes. Well, I look forward to reading it.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to hearing your critique, young lady.
So, Quintus, let's talk about your submission, your piece that appears in Crazy Faith. And it's called My Crazy Faith. And I Well, I'll let you chime in a minute, but I just want to preface it by saying that when I first read it, I was just like, after I finished reading it, I felt like there was, like there was hope still for finding love in the world. You know, sometimes things happen in life and people kind of feel like, well, I don't know if I'll find true love again. I'm talking about like a romantic type of thing. And after I finished reading your submission, I was like, And it was just such a sweet love story. I mean, there's two parts to it, but that part was such a sweet love story. And then you kind of in there talk about, you have this acronym, ISM. Can you speak to that?
The ism?
Mm-hmm.
To be 100% honest, I did not get a chance to go back over the crazy faith. And let me say this. I'm going to skip back to your first question about the people who have known me all my life. There's a lot going on in the news with NFL concussion case and CTE and all of these different things, these various things. And many people do not know it, and I don't just go out and shout it out from the rooftops and talk about it, but I have been diagnosed with early onset dementia. So that's something that no one really knows. That's something that has been kept inside of my family. It's not been made public. You see me on social media, and I've never made that public. So that is a tidbit. That is something that people just don't know. That's why I pulled out the anthology so that I could read what I had submitted, because I just don't, my short-term memory, anything less than 7 or 8 years ago, those things just, they'll come and go. And any kind of pressure, like an interview, they go in a hurry. it's okay. I'm learning to live. I'm learning to live with it, like that laughter piece helps tremendously. I have had instances where, literal breakdowns, like literally breaking down and unable to function because, some piece is missing from somewhere out of my brain. There's something missing. I can't connect the dots. And what I've learned, my doctors have told me that the worst thing I can do is get upset because now the synapses just fire all over the place and they'll never connect properly until you calm down. So I calm myself down and I live with, I'm learning to live with this, that great love that I found in my wife that God blessed me with. She's learning to live with me in this type of situation that we're in. We found each other for life. So, we're learning how to live with the thing that we deal with on a daily basis. My family is tremendously understanding. Those are the two things right there. You asked for two, and you got them.
Yes, I did. I did. Now, Quintus, I like your...
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Yes,
Jazar.
I'm still here. Yes. Quintus?
Hello?
Hi, Quintus?
Yes.
I'm still here. Are you able to hear me now?
I am.
Okay. I know sometimes I get bad reception here. I like in your submission, you said that you stand on Matthew 6:33 for all things regarding your life.
Absolutely. That I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to me. So I stand on that in all things because I know my purpose. God has shown me that my purpose is in the kingdom, and it deals with returning citizens. That's what I Am Recycling is all about, the nonprofit organization that I am the director of. It's about the recycling of souls, and God did that for me. I was in a very bad place in life due to choices and decisions that I made repeatedly, but God recycled my soul and gave me an opportunity to go and help other people. So in seeking first the kingdom of God, that means that I'm working and moving in my purpose always, that everything that I do is intertwined and interrelated with my purpose, which is to help people get back to a place where they're in a relationship with God, help people who are returning citizens. We began specifically with the formerly incarcerated. But what we have come to realize is that people are coming to us who have made poor decisions and didn't necessarily go to prison, who made poor decisions financially and ended up in shelters. In fact, we just purchased a home directly across the street from an all-women's mission in Indianapolis, from Wheeler Mission, where I went into that place. I went into the mission a month or so ago when I was out there to talk to the director of programming and the lady behind the shield, the window, asked me what I wanted to talk to her about. And I said, well, I want to find out about the program, the programs that you all offer the mothers and their children, what type of help you're giving them as far as budgeting, job readiness, all of these different things, in preparation for moving out of this facility into an apartment and then preparing them for home ownership. And she said, why? I said, well, because I want to offer to collaborate and offer apartments. And she just sat back in her seat. She was blown away and almost started crying. She said, you don't know what a blessing that is. And she held up a notebook that had six women's names and numbers on it. She said, these are six women with children that we had to turn away in the last 21 hours because we just don't have space. And the women that are here, we can't find good lodging for them and safe places for them to leave here and begin their life. So the people who are transitioning are not just the formerly incarcerated. It's people, just people, you know, returning veterans. The veteran suicide rate is through the roof still. It used to be 22 a day. It's down less than 22, but it's still more than 20. Veterans, military people, men and women who are taking their own lives because they've lost hope. So my purpose is to go and bring hope to people who have lost hope and introduce them to the recycler, who is I Am. I Am. I Am my Father, God. I Am is the recycler. So everything that I do, and in doing that, God supplies my every need. Everything is supplied, all of my needs. So I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of this stuff is added.
Wow, that is so awesome. And I just like what you said. Initially, it was about people who were returning, you know, from having been incarcerated. So now it's just people. And, you know, you mentioned about people, you know, who've encountered certain circumstances in their lives. And so I remember when I taught elementary school, and the young people kind of had a perception of people who were homeless, and, you know, it was really negative. And so I remember mm-hmm. telling them, no one, you know, if you ask the kid at the age of 4 or 5, you know, when you go to the early ages and say, you know, what do you want to be in life? What do you want to do in life? And I'm just not thinking that they would say, well, you know, one day I see myself in this dire situation. I see myself, you know, being in this type of situation that's not favorable. People don't start out in life like that. And, you know, it could just take one instance for somebody's right. whole life to turn around, you know, go down. You know, they could be up today and, you know, they could get stricken with something, and medical bills or whatever it be could take them on a totally different path. And absolutely. So I think that was so important when you just said people, because, you know, people never know what could happen. And I just remember thinking about these children and how their perception was so negative of people who had, you know, encountered some hardships in life. But I don't think people start out in life anticipating, oh, this is going to happen, or I hope this happens. You know, things happen, you know, sometimes due to a bad decision, and sometimes things just happen. So I love what your organization is doing, and I love the I am part. I never got it before until you just expounded on it. I always yep. saw it in caps, but I never got the I am. Oh, yes, that's so indeed. Awesome.
That's who that is. It's Father God. I am. Jehovah.
I am.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the ism piece, can you expound a little bit on what I wrote?
Sure.
And I will certainly
I'm
go
just
into
gonna, I'm just going to read, it's on page 97 out of the Crazy Faith Anthology, and I'm just going to read the sentence that's, let me just read the paragraph.
Okay.
And so here's how the paragraph starts. And in this paragraph, you're referring to your wife, but you guys are not married yet. And so I'll just start. It said, she had been having talks with God all along, and I knew I would become her husband within a month's time. So did I. I stand on Matthew 6:33 for all things regarding my life. I trust that when I seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every ism will be defeated. ISM is my acronym for I, self, and me.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's what stays in the way. That's what, when I make a choice based on self and me, those selfishness, the selfish pieces, when I make decisions based on self, I can never, ever really go right. It just doesn't. It just, that's not who I was created to be. We were all created to be selfless. We were created to take dominion in the earth. Taking dominion in the earth doesn't mean that I'm going out and grabbing stuff just for myself. When you take dominion in the earth, you're preparing the kingdom for others. It's not about yourself. It's about everyone else around you. That's what dominion does. Kings take dominion. Kings are responsible for kingdoms. That's who I am. That's who I was created to be. And I've got to always be mindful to move me, myself, and I out of the way when making decisions. Now, I've got a tattoo of my father, rest in peace, and my son's name. And I call that the me, myself, and I, wearing it on my flesh from time to time will remind me that selflessness is necessary so that I can build God's kingdom here on earth, leaving a legacy for my father and leaving a legacy for my son so I can pass the baton to him so he'll run and pick up the race when I'm mm-hmm. done.
Awesome. That is awesome. We have to be selfless. I like that, Quintus. And as you were talking, I thought about sometimes my biggest opponent is not somebody else. It's me. my biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the mind is so funny. So many of the things that I encounter, many of the battles are in the mind.
Absolutely. That's right.
And they're ones that I've created.
Yes, indeed. And that's where the weapons form. In fact, the sermon that was given to me on Sunday was entitled Fear Not, and I talked about the fact that the weapons form in our mind. That's the biggest battleground, is weapons forming in our mind, and we have the power to defeat those weapons, or we can make that weapon an idol and start looking, staring at the negativity, staring at it, and when we stare at it, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, instead of speaking to it and telling it the real deal, which is, you're defeated, I've got the victory by the blood of the Lamb, and keep it moving. You know, we've got to keep it moving.
Absolutely. Quintus, I want to thank you for being really amazing this evening. We definitely have to have you come back. But before we leave, I want you to tell our listeners how they can connect with you on social media and any closing remarks that you have.
Okay, excellent. Well, number one, please go and visit the website for I Am Recycling Incorporated. It is i-am-recycling.org. So iamrecycling.org is our website. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. All of your donations are tax deductible. You are able to designate where your donations go, if they go to the Youth Academy or if they go to our reintegration programs for adults. Facebook. We are on Facebook as well at I Am Recycling LLC on Facebook, the Montclair Junior Sports Academy -MJSA on Facebook, and then Quintus McDonald on Facebook and Quintus McDonald on Instagram. Any parting words, I want to thank you for being so gracious, young lady. You are a beautiful, beautiful spirit. I'm so blessed that we were connected here through social media. Just proof positive that when this tool called social media is used properly, great things happen. So I'm blessed to have met you, and I look forward to doing tremendous things in the future. Awesomely amazing, and I hope I said that right. Guys,
yes.
Keep on participating in Awesomely Amazing. And this young lady right here, Ms. Jazara, awesomely amazing indeed. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Everyone, have an awesomely amazing evening and continue to have an awesomely amazing week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Woo. Show is hot out here. No. I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Just won't praise you.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
Well, it's Travel Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean for those that have never cruised before? Tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year. Even with last year and this year, looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise? And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years. I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with proving, and they're Royal authors so much, beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people.
It's complimentary. It's free. It's
and
included
yes,
as part of their cruise.
It.
So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have 2 kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas, where kids are sailing free. I'm like,
so
they're
awesome.
Light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, you know what, my kids, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year, but they have to book it with their deposit, and those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned. But if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else does Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course, we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. But
yes.
With that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. Again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship, you go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call, like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at all the, everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble. It looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got Ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this 7-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window, but on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's
awesome.
Wonderful because, again, it can save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have 3 ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we talk about our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast. You can do that for lunch. And, of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically 3 different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room. Because, again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And, again, they pick off of that menu and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And, of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise, but they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion. We do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with 8 brothers and sisters and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night, kids can go into Adventure Ocean, and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options, because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between, depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that, but groups
Nicole, you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm super excited. Super excited.
Yay.
So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What do we have to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean or 7-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have 7 distinct neighborhoods: Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's 7 neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class, they all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches. But that's just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for 2 people. Those 3 perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky, but then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top
That's
of that,
cool.
They also get 3 extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have 2 souvenir cups for 2 free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for 4, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of four. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my boardwalk balcony and just kind of people watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Not at all. That is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go on to the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information because a lot of our first-time cruisers, you know, we have two brand-new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting next month. Next month. It's coming up that quick. So exciting.
So exciting. Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will. But I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.